Hey, everybody. It's the Weird People Show. It's our summer cacophony show. I just had a call from Chris in Newberry. He's very excited. But I'm also just playing nonsense right now, so I'm glad that he was excited. We will play the tubes.
The tubes, strung out on
Auto harps. B is for banjo. C is for contra dancing. D is for dulcimers. E is for Elizabeth Cotton. And F is for the folk show Sunday mornings 10 to noon with your host Jack Beer. That blues is the music of hard times. Fado is Portuguese soul music, full of sadness and longing. While jazz is the music that improvises, music of the swung note. Happy, sad, hard, improvised, and swinging. Find it all in Celtic music too. Turn into Kaylee every Sunday, noon to 2, right here on WUNH 91.3 FM, and see if it ain't so.
Because the communists may be doing it, not because we seek their votes, but because it is right. If a free society cannot help the many who are poor, it cannot save the few who are rich. To our sister republics south of our border, we offer a special pledge to convert our good words into good deeds, in a new alliance for progress, to assist free men and free governments in casting off the chains of poverty. But this peaceful revolution of hope cannot become the prey of hostile powers. Let all our neighbors know that we shall join with them to oppose aggression or subversion anywhere in the Americas. And let every other power know that this hemisphere intends to remain the master of its own house. To that World Assembly of Sovereign States, the United Nations, our last best hope, in an age where the instruments of war have far outpaced the instruments of peace, we renew our pledge of support to prevent it from becoming merely a forum for invective, to strengthen its shield of the new and the weak, and to enlarge the area in which its grit may run. Finally, those nations who would make themselves our adversary, we offer not a pledge, but a request that both sides begin anew the quest for peace. Before the dark powers of destruction unleashed by science, engulf all humanity in planned or accidental self-destruction. We dare not tempt them with weakness. Only when our arms are sufficient beyond doubt can we be certain beyond doubt that they will never be employed. But neither can two great and powerful groups of nations take comfort from our present course. Both sides are burdened by the cost of modern weapons, both rightly alarmed by the steady spread of the deadly atom, yet both racing to alter that uncertain balance of terror that stays the hand of mankind's final war. So let us begin anew, remembering on both sides that civility is not a sign of weakness, and sincerity is always subject to proof.
Can you tell if these vegetables are being contaminated with bacteria that could cause paralysis? Listen. You can't see it either. Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats, seafood, and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces or other foods like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick. Roughly 3,000 Americans died from food poisoning this year. Check your step at foodsafety.gov. This message brought to you by USDA, the HHS, the Ad Council, and 91.3 WUNH. Stream us live at WUNH.org.
Other nations under the absolute control of all nations. Let both sides seek to invoke the wonders of science instead of terror. Together, let us explore the stars, conquer the desert, eradicate disease, tap the ocean depth, and encourage the arts and commerce. Let both sides unite to heed in all corners of the earth the command of Isaiah to undo the heavy burden and let the oppressed go free. And if a detail of cooperation may push back the jungle of suspicion, let both sides join in creating a new endeavor. Not a new balance of power, but a new world of law, where the strong are just and the weak secure and the people preserved. All this will not be finished in the first 100 days, nor will it be finished in the first 1,000 days, nor in the life of this administration, nor even perhaps in our lifetime on this planet. But let us begin. In your hands, my fellow citizens, more than mine, will rest the final success or failure of our course. Since this country was founded, each generation of Americans has been summoned to give testimony.
Oh, hold on now. Wait a second. I can barely hear you. Hold on now.
The graves of young Americans who answered the call to service.
Is this Dr. Mary or what? Oh, it's so hard to hear you over all these drum tracks and stuff. Hold on now. I got JFK in my ears. Wait a second now. Oh, Vodka Mary. Okay, where are you?
How are you doing?
Oh, I think I'm all right. Boy, I can barely... Hold on now. Hey, we're going to do something a little different now.
Y'all take your time.
Yeah, okay. Now we can hear you.
Okay.
So, wait a minute. You weren't at rehearsal. Where have you been?
Oh, Whiskey Joe, I have got quite a tale to tell you. Now, Vodka Mary was driving herself down the road in my nice little buggy. And would you believe I got pulled over for speeding? For speeding! So I pull myself over, and a nice, attractive young cop comes up to the door and, starts telling me I got a ticket. Now, I don't pay tickets, Whiskey Joe. I don't think I've told you this, but I do not pay
tickets. Why would you pay a ticket? That's for suckers.
Don't.
It's for taxpayers.
I paid my taxes. Yeah, see, I paid my taxes, so therefore I done paid my ticket. Now, when I refused to pay the ticket, refused to even take it from him, that officer put me in some nice handcuffs and brought me down.
Lord. Oh, no, no. Don't say it. So, don't say that, so.
Oh, Whiskey Joe.
Oh, Vodka Mary, no.
Vodka Mary has got herself in a vodka prison.
Oh, no. Well, wait a second. We've got to get our, we got to get our lawyer here on the phone now. Okay.
Well, let's hope we can get in touch with him.
Well, yeah, because I... Now, wait a minute. I forgot what I was doing. Oh, I'm sorry. I just have this drum track in my ears. I just can't help but... Vodka Mary's in jail again. Hold on now. Hold on now. Vodka Mary's in jail again. See, you can't even hear the drone track, but I don't care.
Oh, my Lord, I'm so sorry. I can't.
Someday, maybe you'll be able to access the WUNH archive. Or you can listen to it live. From your own computer, here at WUNH, Durham.
You know, the darndest thing about prison, they don't let you have computers in here.
They don't?
No.
Why, because you can make a key out of one by accident?
No. Oh, boy.
One time, my buddy, he snuck me in I've been to prison many times. One time, my buddy, he snuck me in a cake. It was so good. It was delicious cake. But then another time, my wife at the time snuck me in an actual bomb.
So
what I did was I disassembled it and I picked the lock with one of the wires.
Well, now, I'm sure that was a very useful idea.
It was. I have a lot of useful ideas. Like the other day, I was picking up my dog's poop and I realized, you know, he's got worms in here.
Oh, boy.
Fella can make money off of them worms. Especially,
well, now that's real smart.
Yeah, they're called whipworms. And they're in his poop, see? So what I did was I mixed all his poop together into a big vat. And then I forgot about it for a few days, so my wife got very upset. So I had to throw it away down a hole. But hey, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. It's not a big deal.
You know, it's just what happens sometimes. Sometimes the bucket of worms, you know, just has to get thrown out. And it's a shame, but there's always more dog poop in the world.
That's right. Sometimes the bucket of worms runs its fingers through you. Now, wait a second. Hold on, Vodka. Hold on now. My Uncle Harry's calling me. Wait a second. He might have some bail for you. Wait a minute now. Uncle Harry, is that you?
Hello?
Hello, Uncle Hello? Harry.
Hello?
How are you?
Who is this?
It's your nephew, Whiskey Joe.
Who is this? Wait a minute.
It's my Uncle Harry. It's my persona. It's my radio persona. It's really just me, Wendell.
Wendell? No, wait a minute. Hold on. Is this Benjamin?
Yes, this is. My name is Benjamin.
Or are you going by Ben now?
Or Wendell. I'm big man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, look out now.
I called you, but you said call you. I'm calling you. So hold on.
Hold on.
Hey, no way.
Oh, merge calls. Merge calls. Hello. Oh, Vodka Mary. You're on with my Uncle Harry.
Who is that?
Uncle Harry, this is Vodka Mary. She's calling from jail, but that's all right.
Oh, I do not believe I know you.
I don't believe I know you either, sir.
And I do not want... I'm not sure I want to know you. First of all, I don't understand this radio. Are you on radio, too?
Oh, my Lord. Yes, we are. We are on the radio right this very moment, sir.
Oh, that is what scares me. I don't understand this Benjamin. What he was thinking about the radio. Have you heard it? Do you have any idea what the radio is?
They do beam things to you.
Down in Washington? Whiskey Joe, Big Man on campus, who knows? All I can say is they were beaming things that made them do things. I don't want to do things. My brain.
Well, you know, I don't want to do things either, but, you know, not wanting to do things ends up with Landy in jail. I wanted to not have to pay a darn speeding ticket, and here I am.
Did you say your name was Mary?
That's right, sir. Vodka Mary.
Well,
that's
Mary,
the name.
I think you and I have a lot in common, actually. I've come to really feel a very special spot right
here for
you, Mary. And I'm sorry to hear that you are among the incarcerated right now.
Well, that is just fine. I will say it is not my first time. If you feel so strongly about your connection with me, then perhaps you could throw some bail in my direction down to the county jail.
Well, how much are we talking?
Oh, goodness, you know, it's a pretty penny, I'd say.
Well, I like a pretty penny once in a while.
Uncle Harry, now, hold on. If he's nothing else, he's generous, folks. That's my Uncle Harry.
Uncle
Harry.
All right.
Uncle Harry, before you go, will you just please just sing me that song you used to sing me when to take me to bed back then?
Oh,
back then.
Don't you worry about tomorrow, 'cause it ain't probably gonna come. Don't you worry about nothing, 'cause you've got nothing to worry about, no how.
Oh, that's such a good... Don't you worry about nothing, 'cause nothing's gonna come. There's no tomorrow, no yesterday. Now go to bed.
Cousin Benjamin, or nephew, whoever, you carry on
too, Uncle Harry. Now listen, just don't get too squishy down there, and just make sure you...
I know Pistol Pete Mary here, he would carry on too, probably.
Make sure you keep your brain, make sure you keep your brain nice and bumpy now. Don't get it too smooth.
No. All right, well, it was a pleasure and a treat, and I'm a big surprise.
All right.
Well, the pleasure is all mine, Uncle Harry.
Wow.
That's my Uncle Harry. Well, it will be one day. I know it will be.
Oh, that Uncle Harry. He's, you got to watch out for him sometimes because, he's a whippersnapper.
Hey, I still got a little bit of old, Uncle Harry in me.
I do, Uncle.
All right, well, this radio thing is wearing me out a little bit. I think I got to go and really settle back now.
All right, now.
So.
Hey, you have a real nice night. Thank you for singing me that song. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Goodbye and good riddance.
Good riddance to you, my friend. Okay. Yes.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
WUNH Durham. This is the Weird People Show, if you didn't feel weird already. My name is Benjamin. Or you can call me Whiskey Joe. Vodka Mary's on the phone here. We're going to try to get her out of jail now.
That's right. I'm still on the line here. You've got quite an Uncle Harry there.
Well, you know how he is. He just, kind of sometimes shows up and, says some of the semi-wrong things, and especially to the young ladies. But, everybody's got an Uncle Harry, I think.
Oh, everybody's got an Uncle Harry, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, Vodka Mary, did you ever have a song that you liked to have your mother sing to you before you went to bed?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I did. Now, it's just going to take me a moment to remember it here, but...
Well,
I think,
just try to get through all those synapses that have been burnt out by all those, DUIs. And let's get there.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right. Now, I can't quite hear the music too well. And when I tried to listen in live on the laptop I was able to smuggle into myself, it is just not working for me.
Well, it's 5 seconds too late.
I'm going to have to just sing you some a cappella here.
Okay.
Sweet little angel, don't you cry tonight. You are gonna be just fine. Sweet little angel, put yourself to sleep. You and me, well together, we'll never have to weep.
I love that song.
Oh, isn't it just so pretty?
You and me, angel, going to sleep. Someday we'll never wake up. Now close one eye, but keep one eye open. Someday we'll never wake up.
Making me real tired. So I think I gotta get myself to sleep here in my small little jail cell.
All right. Well, you be careful now of all those other prisoners, all right? Don't let them get too wily with you or Miley, all right?
Oh, trust me. If anyone tries to get too Miley with me, oh, they've got a fist coming their way.
Oh, that Vodka Mara, she can pack a punch, I'll tell you what.
Now, y'all folks have a good night. I hope y'all are enjoying yourselves and being good to yourselves. And Whiskey Joe, I will talk to you again real soon.
All right, now.
Outside of a prison cell.
All right, Vodka Mara. Now, if I can remember what a lawyer is, I'll make sure to have him call you wherever you're at.
Perfect. All right, sounds lovely.
All right, bye now.
Adios.
Vodka Mary went to jail and Uncle Harry's no good. Vodka Mary went to jail and Uncle Harry's no good. Now, folks, it's just an awful great pleasure to be here with you all, and I want to just point out that I am a big fan of each and every one of you because, well, I gotta tell you that I love you
so
much.
Hey, students, are you feeling so pressured to move out quickly that you find yourself chucking usable things you can't take with you?
Rather than toss your stuff in a dumpster so it can fester in a landfill, donate it to Trash to Treasure. We'll take anything usable.
Anything?
Anything.
Clothes.
Food.
Furniture.
Electronics.
Dorm decorations.
Kitchen supplies.
Cats.
What?
No cats.
Anyway.
Leave it all at one of our 19 drop-off locations in dorms starting May 7th. If you live off campus and have something to donate, leave a message at 603-862-2343. And we'll come pick it up for you.
For more information or to volunteer, go to our Facebook page or check out our website at www.unh.edu/trash2treasure. That's the number 2.
Brought to you by your friends at 91.3 FM, WUNH Journal, and online at WUNH.org.
Speak up to save lives at goredforwomen.org.
This message is brought to you by the American Heart Association and your friends at WUNH Durham.
I'm not afraid to
enjoy the basic repertoire and beyond of classical music from an evolutionary perspective. All shows are organized chronologically between influential composers and their works and are also explored. Join Larry Etzkowitz, host of Classical Connection since 1982. He was working at a record store and somebody turned him on to it and said, take over my slot. Tuesday night, 6 to 8 on WUNH Durham. WUNH Durham. WUNH Durham. Chill out, 91.3 FM, WUNH Durham. Having a good time here. That little setup. It's our cacophony show. No time for prep. We got finals here. On the phone now. Hello, is this Tex? Yeah, this is Whiskey Joe here. How's it going? You're saying, man. I get it. I really get it.
Place, but we decided to go get that other haircut at another place, and I'm thinking now, man, look at
I know exactly what you mean, man. I really do. I mean, when we got our hair cut at that one place, I was like, nah, I'm not going to get my hair cut anywhere ever again. Seriously, nowhere. Not even where we went.
Man, oh, man,
I'm doing all right. You know, it's a bit lonely here at the radio station. I'm just all by myself. But, you know, I got my friends calling me. So that part is very nice, I must say. So, you know, I mean, it's like every day is something different. Every day is a new challenge, you know?
You know, Joe, the challenges are the bacon on the burger.
Challenges are the bacon on some, but sometimes they're the burnt char on the bun, you know, or sometimes they're that onion that didn't quite get peeled. But sometimes it's that plate that's warm still and not a not soggy bun.
Careful. Careful with that warm plate, man. I know what you mean. Nowadays they glow red even when they're not really, really hot.
Yeah.
No,
oh, yeah.
Joe, I was wondering if you're going to be free next, month, next 3 months. Got a big project for us. And got another project for us. I got a bunch of pots I found on the side of the road. I know a guy who can weld. We just got to put our minds together. We're going to make something amazing. We're going to make ourselves something real amazing. I bet we can make ourselves a go-kart. We can make ourselves, we can probably make ourselves a picture frame pretty easy. That's all it is, but it's...
Yeah. Let's make some picture frames or something.
Well, Joe...
Yeah, I'm here. I'm right here.
I'm looking at it right now. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Counting is so cool.
Pictures.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, I got 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65.
Right in the corner, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I forgot. I forgot. You know what I like, though? When I get enough picture frames, I'll get 7 of them, but then I'll get 9 of them, then I'll get, like, 15 of them, and then I'll get 19 of them, and then I'll get 42 of them, then I'll get...
Joe.
Pie.
You're
I love pie.
Someone was talking about you the other day, Joseph. All right.
Yeah.
Joe Thorne, your name was basically in the paper.
Okay. That is incredible, man. I can't believe it. They really thought that? They thought it was my thigh? Is that what it was? Or my leg?
It's true.
You know, sometimes I gotta say something. I gotta say something, ma'am. You know why? Because it's my legal obligation. This is WUNH Durham. You're listening to the Weird People Show. I'm Whiskey Joe, and this here's my friend. What is your name again?
Jim Bass, you son. Jim Thorne is... Jim
This is my friend Jim Bass Thorne.
James Thorne. It's Jim Bass, legal name Jim. We've known each other for 25 years.
Well, I just call you Flippity Tom. I'm not sure why. I was counting numbers too, walking, talking over you. I'll just keep on talking too. Talking to you though. Did I not say any words?
No,
we're not breaking up. We're going to be together forever. This is my friend. Yeah. He's my friend Flippity Jim. That, you know, that's why I don't really know your name, because I just always think you're Flippity Jim. Car either, but that's because it got taken away by that sheriff of Nottingham. I swear, man, next time I see him, I'm gonna take him straight into Sherwood Forest and give him some dinner. That's a real nice song. I love songs about Robin Hood, don't you? Robin Hood went through the forest. Robin Hood went through the woods. Robin Hood took from Sheriff of Nottingham till Richard III came back from crusading.
That ain't him.
Oh man, I hope people leave messages like that on their phone. Where it's like, hello? I hate when people answer the phone and they're all, hello? Don't you? Wait a minute. I think he hung up. I think Flippity Jim hung up on me. It's almost 9 o'clock. This has been an hour of cacophony. Presented to you by the Weird People Show. I gotta find the tubes now. The tubes. If it's on here, probably not. Let's see here. Tubes. Is it me? It's 9 o'clock here at WUNH Durham. The weather's going all over the place here now. Watch out. It's rain. Could be raining. There's a 30% chance that it's raining outside. I don't know. I'm in here in the studio. Okay. But tomorrow's going to be a high of 72 and a low of 48. I can tell you that much. And Saturday, 93. Oh, my Lord. Say thank you to everyone. It's been so great. Two, three. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Word go forth from this time and place.